Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, Big Bang, it's the Rundown from Chicago. It's Wednesday, September 21st.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, first topic here. Aaron Judge hit number 60. A 20-year-old kid caught it. He gave it back.
I fucking hate this
because
kid's guts.
He said that Aaron Judge has done so much for the organization. White Sox, Dave, why do you hate
wait
his guts?
Until he bounces on you if Steve Cohen offers him $1 billion? Then we'll see how much this kid likes him. This kid should have held that ball hostage for every cent on the planet.
Did you see how much they said it was worth?
No, I did not see that.
It was like $500,000 on the low end.
For yeah. I don't understand.
Aaron Judge. I was talking about
it,
this.
Dude, Yankees.
Yeah, 60.
Like,
60 that's
one
a,
is 61 was like 2.5, and then 62 they said could be like over 5.
Yeah,
he's gonna hit it.
Well, like, we're also at peak memorabilia.
Exactly that what, too. We talked about that with Jake a little bit last week. But
it's huge now.
So I saw the kid walking out of the clubhouse with like bats and signed baseballs and merch. Fuck that. Aaron Judge, if he were an upstanding citizen, he'd at least like pay this kid's college tuition or something.
The kid should have put the ball in escrow. Be like, if you re-sign, then we can come back to the table. Put the ball in
there
escrow.
There you go.
I think that's a good idea.
These kids are fucking losers.
Yeah.
I hate their guts.
And I was a bit hesitant because I know they're young enough and like I don't want to put it, you know, like you can't go. You can go hard at him about giving the trade and that's really stupid. But I was thinking like, man, how mean can we really be about these kids? Because they're young. It's influential. You didn't want to get back to them that like, oh, you're the biggest fucking losers. But their buddies outside
dude,
that circle are ripping
but
on
them Carl,
too, right?
I would hope so. But you were in this situation, right, where you were just like so blue-eyed and bushy-tailed at fucking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at like baseball and like sports.
Nope.
And like he's done so
dude, these
much.
These guys are like 22.
They're a little too old for that. Yeah. Now. They are. I agree. But like.
Like they're old enough where the parents can't be mad. They can be disappointed. Like, if you were a younger kid, if you were, like, 16 years old, like, the dad would be, like, blowing his mind. Like, well, you did what? But these kids, like, they look like Fordham students. Is that fair?
I
have a lot of Fordham kids.
They do.
They very much like Fordham students.
It's just one of those things where it's just like, well, I don't. First of all, the numbers for those balls, the memorabilia, make no sense to me. I don't know why. What is spurring this memorabilia? But
God,
it's like that record. That record
it, I don't
is
know, like the art collection stuff. It's probably similar with that too. It's an easier way to like distribute wealth. And,
okay, now you're making
there's something
sense.
Into that.
Let's
but,
move on. Like, yeah. I'm moving on from that point then because that makes all the sense in the world to me. It's like a tax shelter thing. Fine, but these kids like just fucking like they think they're trying to like they want a pat on the back for being a good person.
No.
Like no, dude, like that's not what this is. But they're I remember hearing about this one time. Like I was where millennials and people younger. They would rather get a compliment from their boss than a raise. They just want like attaboys. And as Dave would say. And this is like a microcosm of that attitude where it's just like, I just want to be known as like a good person. You're known as a fucking idiot. That's it.
What would your dad do if you caught that ball and gave it back for a couple
of He would just like shake his head. Like he wouldn't.
My dad would slit my throat.
I think he would
I'm
just
actually going to see him this afternoon. I want to ask him. And I'm going to ask him to be very sincere what he would do and say to me.
You want
to
bring him in the studio so we can all ask
no,
him?
No, absolutely
you know,
not. That's
good,
not allowed.
You know what, though? That's a great point about Fordham students because we have our own Fordham crew here, you know?
How many? It's like three or four,
no
right?
Shots. I mean, sorry.
Tommy Smoke, no Spider,
Tommy.
Jack Mack.
Spider, obviously great.
That's I'll tell you what.
Effective
too, right?
Guys. Very effective. I'm sorry. That was a
no,
that was
no,
well
no,
played.
No. I'll tell you what, though.
It's true.
If Tom Scabelli, in a different universe, if Tommy Smokes never exists, he doesn't get a job at Barstool, Tom Scabelli gives that ball back.
Oh, 100%.
I think so.
100%. He's negotiating like spring training passes and like a road trip, like, you know, seat at the buffet table. On, like,
Hey, Tommy, I'm not endorsing that. I'm not co-signing that.
I kind of want to call him and ask him if he would.
Do it right now.
Do it.
Here, put him on FaceTime.
I mean, also, to my understanding, Smokes is a guy who, like, traveled on the road with the Yankees.
That's what I'm saying.
Would, like, hang out at the team hotel and stuff when he was a little kid. So that's a different level. Nobody here was doing that.
On a kind of tangent right there, I've noticed Tommy Smokes has a lot of Frank the Tank in him about the Yankees, and it always makes me laugh.
Like, they're...
Yeah, he goes in on them hard. It's pretty funny.
Like, he's a bizarro Frank?
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Smokes.
Eddie, what's up?
Hey, I'm on the rundown. I got a question for you.
Yes.
All right, so listen to this. If you never make it to Barstool, right, and you are just Tom Scabelli, a 20-year-old kid who goes to Fordham, which did exist, and and you're with your crew, Spider, Jack Mack, do you give that ball back like that kid did yesterday?
Hell no. I never am giving that ball back.
That's See, right. I disagree. I think Tom Scabelli, non-Barstool Tommy Smokes, gives it back. He's just a nice boy.
No, here's the thing. Tom Scabelli has always been a selfish guy. I always look out for numero uno. I'm always my number one priority. Look, I love the Yankees. I love Aaron Judge. Obviously, now I have a lot to bargain with. But even back then, because I remember the guy, I think Christian Lopez, whoever, caught the Jeter 3000 pit ball. I was like, he did not do a good job negotiating. I would eventually give it back to him, but I would make sure that I was getting myself some good deals. I might, like, at that point, honestly, if I was a journalist, I would have demanded lifetime credentials, or I would have asked for a job in the front office.
Whoa, those are
that's your bargaining chip.
Hang up on
him. I got the ball. I'm going to work
get him out
for
of
you
on lifetime credentials. Let me come to your stadium and
sit in the press box. Oh,
yeah, Jesus. Stick a fucking microphone in.
I'm not a loser. This is what I would do. Huge loser stuff.
Yeah.
The biggest loser moves you could imagine.
I'm getting that ball appraised.
Tommy just can't escape himself. Tommy, I love you, but Jesus Christ.
I can't really hear you guys, but I hope you're saying nice things.
We're not, Tommy.
Oof. Somehow he made that work. I, like, had his back, and then I thought I was justified, and now I just
no,
I feel
dude,
like...
Tom Scabelli was a different cat. Like, do you remember that when he was alarmingly stupid Tom?
Oh, I remember the clip, but, like, that...
It's a different guy.
That answer right there was genuine. I'd ask for lifetime media credentials?
Yeah.
What?
That's even worse than
what would you ask
for?
Do you have
bats?
Anything before we move on? Sorry.
I mean, other than cash?
I'd like to be in Billy Crystal's sequel to 61.
Oh. And what position would you play? Bullpen catcher?
I
no,
like,
you would be the bullpen cop.
I would like to play myself as the kid who caught the ball, but I'd probably be too old. I think that's a good ask.
That is.
Yeah, I mean, you think Billy,
that means very
I mean,
specific.
But here's
please
the thing.
Recognize the specificity.
Who did
first.
He gave the ball back to Judge? Correct, and it's not going off to Cooperstown or anything. Because I haven't dug.
I haven't seen
much.
That.
He should bring
that.
It straight to Sotheby's and just start
well,
an auction.
Aaron
house.
Judge is staring down the barrel at a gazillion-dollar deal this year. Aaron Judge can fork up $500,000, whatever number it is going to be, no problem.
Yeah.
In like 2 months, 3 months, whenever he signs. So hold out, and if Aaron Judge wants his ball that
it's
badly...
It's a fascinating conversation.
I wish we could go back to, like, 7 years ago where no one gave a fuck about memorabilia.
We make fun of these
I mean, that
memories?
This is a pretty fucking...
Yeah,
why though?
People
why?
Would have cared about this regardless.
Yeah.
So.
Why?
It has nothing
because this is equivalent to, you know,
that number
whatever.
In baseball is a very,
Sosa's,
very important
like,
number.
I mean, this is it, all...
It's, but it's all that record is not what
how many
was.
People have why? Ever hit 60? Maris, Abans, Ruth...
Mantle.
Sosa. Mantle.
Sosa.
He's the first clean player since Maris to be in the
and
conversation.
And people say that.
I think that's a big assumption to say that he's clean, too.
Like, yeah, a lot of people say that. He was like, no, that's true. That is a true
what
thing.
About?
People say that. He
this
took
topic,
no,
this
you know
started.
Yeah, no, one, like, no one's cheating in baseball anymore.
No one said that. No one said that.
Oh, you're that's, talking about Judge?
No
that's why I
no
think
one's
it's
cheating.
It's,
said
that's
Aaron
why,
Judge
what
do
you
the,
think he was
like
talking about?
I thought he was talking about Maris.
I've never heard that.
Because people do say that.
But like, it's because no one wants to talk about it anymore. But I guarantee, like, they're always going to be cheating. That's just the way it is. So it's like now it's like, oh, no, the game's clean now? I don't fucking care.
Save it for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Next topic here. There's a source that says Arizona State coaches were leaking team information to opposing coaches because they wanted Herm Edwards fired. Chief, we'll start with you.
I mean, this is like Julius Caesar shit.
Yeah, this is
awesome.
Pass
the knife around the room, stab your guy in the back. Like, this is unbelievable. I think all those guys who are doing that, their names need to be released, and they have to be, like, blacklisted forever. Go coach high school. Like, mm-hmm. That's fucked up. You can't sell out the other 85 guys in the program, plus 100 guys, whatever it is, support staff, everything, because you don't like the head coach. Wait till after the year. They'll get fired anyways.
But what if they think it's better for the program to get rid of Herm? That's what if they think it's in the best interest of the program?
It's
and
not.
And the guys come together and they're like,
I think
you know
it's
what?
Fair.
No, it's not.
You know what? We're in a better spot because Herm's holding us back. Maybe Herm's saying, hey, we're not going to scheme that up.
That's
or I don't
crazy.
Like it when
that's,
we do this.
What about the kids who were trying to get drafted and their seniors are putting their game on tape? And then it's like, well, it's like these guys knew what was coming. Well, it's like they
sure,
fucking
but
did.
I'm offering up the other side to say, if the coaches were willing to do that, doesn't that speak to the level of incompetence of Herm Edwards, or do you think it speaks more to the maliciousness of that of the coaches?
The maliciousness
the
of the coaches.
The group of them coming together and saying, we're going to take Herm.
Blacklisted. Okay. Dead. Forever.
I mean,
I think it's a bad act, but I think there's certainly the motivations there where they're trying to do the best for the team. You're an assistant football coach.
Quit. If you're
How does that put the team in a better spot if you quit?
If you have a full-scale public mutiny, being like, hey, I can't work for this guy anymore. If it's to that point, that is better than just being like, here, hey, opposing team, here's our fucking game plan. And like you just sell all those kids down the river. Fuck that. That's bullshit. I know you don't even think that.
It's hard. No, it's hard. It's hard because there's kids involved trying to make it to the next level. But like it is very hard to give an opinion, I think, without actually knowing what's going on in that fucking university.
They were hired by Herm. They agreed.
I understand.
And
but
if
like,
you don't like what the,
that's just not how the world works. Like
this is
then.
How the world works.
Like
what you're saying.
Like
this
you're saying that
universe?
Like well they were hired by Herm, so
they
like
were
they
hired
can't,
by Herm.
They just
are
can't.
You just playing devil's advocate?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Because I think it's
that's,
just easy
to
say like of course, but
do.
I mean I do think it's interesting that a group of coaches acted together.
I think there's
if
a
it was
real
one guy.
I think yeah, there's a real devil's advocate argument here. Like look at I mean. Compare it to our terms, like the Trestman to like Emory, that set back the organization.
Aaron Cromer,
yeah. Like if you're sitting there and you know like this is just not working, and you're like literally just doing a detriment, and you are digging a deeper hole.
All right, but wouldn't if you were hired by Herm, these are not guys who just came in fresh off the street this year. You know that through two games. You've been there probably for 3 years. You could have left in the summer and been like, hey, like I got to go to Bowling Green or some shit.
What if he got worse this year, though? What if he was just a different Herm this year?
No.
They're not
good. You
know
good. That's not – they've never been good. They've never been
whoa, whoa,
good.
Whoa, Jake the Snake Plumber has a
– Under like Herm.
Brock Osweiler, 6-0.
Did Arizona State?
Remember that? They started 6-0 and then they went 6-6,
Phil Mickelson,
92
PGA winners in AM.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Arizona State has not – I had a brain cramp when Notre Dame was playing Cal and they had Jack Plummer. And I was like, I can't believe you're playing against Jake Plummer's kid. Not his kid. But like that was the last time Arizona State went to the Rose Bowl. It's the last time they won anything. Like, they're not a good program. They weren't good under Herm. I thought the hiring of Herm was stupid to begin with. I'm sure there's Twitter receipts on that. But it's just – this is not it, and I know what you're doing, and it's
well,
fine.
I think it's for purposes of conversation to like you know.
I don't think you know what he's doing.
I think he's playing devil's advocate.
Yeah,
and I think you are being serious. Which
no,
I
know. Hold on a second. I'm more open minded on this. I'm not closed minded that
you're
these
more
guys should
you're
all
more
be
open
like
minded about truly snake behavior. That's a snake.
I don't think you're allowed to say it's true. I mean,
it
on
is.
Its face, it's truly
you
snake behavior.
You could have quit
in
January and
this
found other employment.
Let me talk to these guys. Let's get their side of the story.
In professional football, well, no, actually still college football, Eli Manning went undercover at Penn State to go ahead and walk on tryouts.
I always love those videos. They're fun.
Carl, we'll start with you.
Too old.
Yeah.
Too old. It works when it's when you can blend in. I don't know. There was in any moment where I was like, oh, this is working. Except for those kids probably wouldn't even fucking recognize Eli Manning, would they?
It felt like a skit that was written by Darren Revelle. That's
come on, that's hard.
When did he retire?
Wasn't he the one being like, oh, it's Tim Grady or whatever when there was like Tom Brady was in disguise? Like I don't know, it's just
good
like,
funny idea. Okay, execution. Yeah.
Those kids were in kindergarten when he won a Super Bowl.
Ugh.
Wow. Right?
That makes me
sick. I mean, it would be 07. Different if it
no,
was,
you're right. 07.
You know, like Kyler Murray disguised or something, or someone who could they fit did this, in and walk on track.
Seniors.
He walked out there, he's fucking 6'4".
The seniors were in kindergarten.
A couple years ago when Jared Goff was in L.A., Red Bull did a video just like this, and he was walking on under disguise at a JUCO in California. And that one was way better because Goff was better at it. He walked up to the starting quarterback and just completely fucking blew him out of the water. And he walked up to the guy. He's like, hey, are you the punter or something? And the kid was, like, actually pissed. It was super. And they did one with Chris Bryant and Greg Maddux. Cool. That one
was
funny.
Like, the quarterback, he throws a couple throws. You're like, man, this guy's really good. You hear the bat from Chris Bryant, like, one time. They're like, all right, who the fuck's this guy?
I'm also a big-time sucker for the scholarship. Like reveal videos.
I do like those.
And that was at the end of the video, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. They gave that one kid the scholarship who looked like he was about my size. I mean, he did.
So what's the tie to Penn State with Eli Manning? Why is he there?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I don't
know. Is it because ESPN is in the big deal with
Big Ten?
I'm sure Franklin just reached out to him.
Eli has a show on ESPN now.
Yeah.
And that's what they were like promoting it or whatever, and I feel like, I don't know. ESPN's probably heavily in Penn State's pocket. Someone look into that.
I wonder if that's the closest major program to where, if he's still living in New York, like in that area, like
Penn
State.
Do you think the UConn kids could use
I don't think it gets the clicks if it's UConn.
North
or
Central.
I would just say, if you have watched UConn play recently or at all this season, it is, you will feel guilty.
It's not it's not good. Yeah, it is not awful. Good.
Next story here, Tom Hardy secretly entered a Brazilian jiu-jitsu competition, and he took home the gold.
God, play that. Oh, he's good.
Triangle, Tom.
Oh, he's out. Nice. Nice.
Knee on belly, 2 points. Nice. Oh, he's going to get the Kimura here. Go on, Tom. when you're on the top of the head like that, Kimura's finished. There's no way he's getting out of that.
Oh, he's going for the armbar now. Nice.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yes. Nice, Tom. Yes, Tom.
Dave.
Super cool. He's been doing this a lot lately. I'm a massive Tom Hardy fan. I think he's awesome, just in all walks of life, and one of my favorite actors on the planet. And like in what I always mix up the Fighter and Warrior. Warrior is a great movie. It's a MMA movie. He has an awesome American accent in it, but he looks like he's actually, in sports movies how they don't look like the actors don't look like they're. Have ever touched the whatever sport they're playing.
Yeah.
In that movie, you're like, holy shit, like he knows what he's doing. And here you go. There's a reason.
Give me your Bane voice real quick.
I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
He should have been in our dude draft.
Oh, definitely.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
I love Tom Hardy. I don't think he would like me very much. I don't think he's the type of guy that would be interested in like our bullshit.
No.
Or my bullshit.
Do you think that makes him not a dude? that he doesn't like
no,
us?
No, no, no. He's definitely a dude. I don't He's like definitely me. A dude. I just think he lives just at yeah, such a myself. High level of dudeness.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't listened, go listen to Snake Draft this week.
Yeah. Next topic here. There is a Brazilian spore sexual with 8 wives. A spore sexual, the definition of that is a straight man who is fragrance buffed, ripped, groomed, and selfie adoring.
This,
why don't you take this one, Ed? I don't really know what's going on here.
This, like, you could not have a worse collection of guys to talk about what's.
But I don't think
what was it? Sporn.
But who at this company sexual? Is qualified to talk on this?
Dave.
Francis.
Yeah.
Me.
Maybe.
Or yeah. me. No,
Portnoy.
Oh, all...
I mean, I think the easy answer is like 8 is far too many, right? Like that picture was just with them laying in bed.
Eight girls?
Yeah.
And he has a sex schedule eight to keep chicks. Them all satisfied.
See, this is like he's like a...
And they demand that he's in perfect shape.
Like a bizarro Dan Bilzerian. Eight's so many. Like, think of just how hot you'd get in that bed. Like, oh, be awful. Like,
oh my gosh.
It'd be really tough to just even be comfortable. Like, you're not having... Like, eight, you're not having a good life.
Once?
It would. Yeah. I don't know. Sports sexual. If that's your thing, go check this guy out. Last topic. There's a Canadian high school... who backed the trans teacher decision to wear enormous fake breasts. Chief.
I was hoping like you would just skip over.
I mean, listen. I think there's a way to talk about this here.
Well, it's an age when kids love just really big tits. I was a
those, no.
How big
no,
are
no,
they?
These are like
they're stupid.
Yeah.
Oh!
Clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not like this is not a I don't like the transsexual thing, who cares? Like, that's not even part of the conversation. There's a lot of women who have breasts that are this big, and it's like, you know, you see them go.
Did you look at the picture?
I know, but not, I shouldn't say a lot. I don't know the proper terminology.
Just say tits.
Tits. But sweater hands, you know what I mean? There are, like, you see
what
that.
What do you say when you're not on the microphone? We were not recording a show right now. There's no way you would have said breasts.
There's not, like, a good
the
word.
First time I said in the last
there's
5 years.
There's not a good word for them. Like, tits is too much.
I love
Hooters.
That word.
Boobs feels in. Yeah, like, Hooters boobs are, like, immature. Like, there's got to be a good, better word.
Yeah, but listen, you regardless, okay. there are women who go viral all, like, I'd say kind of frequently that have tits as big.
Like that?
No, come on, man.
Viral women with
this
big
is like
tits?
Guinness Book of World Records tits.
I know. These are like that's, but, double, like, that's what I'm Z's. Saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's just too much.
What do you mean, though?
So, hold on.
Let's assume you're right. Say there are a lot of women with big jugs that go viral.
Not a lot. I shouldn't say a lot. I apologize.
But it's not
but
uncommon,
it
or you're not surprised, you're saying?
I'll say
I'm
this.
Not
it
surprised.
Looks like she's got nice slender thighs in this pic.
That's what I'm talking about, Dave.
For there being you honest. Go.
Now, what?
Those fucking nips could cut glass, though.
I
mean, how do you... Here's a question.
Okay.
How are you supposed to focus... on whatever the fuck this teacher's teaching, math or science or whatever.
Woodshop. With those... You lose a fucking finger.
Preparing but you're right,
for the
though.
Future, man. I could have used a couple sexual distractions at a young age.
Look at this picture. She's, like, older. Resting her arms on her tits.
But you are right, though. Like, this is like Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's yeah. what I'm talking about.
My buddy's dad was on that show.
I think I'm with... Shout out to your I can't believe dad. I'm saying this, but I think I'm with the Canadian school, high school.
It was.
The high school?
Yeah. Like, you want to have giant fake prosthetic tits is what it says here. And teach woodshop, as long as you're a good woodshop teacher, I think it's fine. Fucking
yeah,
cares.
This is probably a legal question if they even have the authority to tell her.
Yeah.
I don't know Canadian law, but you would get big time canceled if you did that here. At
what
least.
Do you mean?
If He's, you said, hey, you can't teach here because your tits are too big to a transgender person, you would get in a lot of trouble, I would assume, right?
What if there was a school where they're like, you have to have tits?
But here's the other. Can I say something?
Like only like
you might need to cut
except.
This one, Tom. I got something to say.
Say it, Dave.
She has tits that size, so people bitch at her for having tits that big, so she can bitch at them for bitching at her.
He's onto something with that.
Unconfirmed, but possible.
That's exactly the reason. Come on.
Those are shock and awe tits.
Yeah. You don't get tits that big unless
we
you
literally
want people
said
to
they're Guinness Ripley's, believe it or not, tits. That's
yeah,
what we said.
But like the way that he phrased it.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Turn the whole conversation.
Oh, you're making it negative. I think she's positive about her body. I think she wants to have those big tits.
She does.
And she's not.
She wants it to be a discussion point.
Those hammers are not there to incite negativity. Yes. Those hammers are there to incite inspiration and motivation.
Not inspiration.
And
she wants
those
people talking about
every day.
Her.
And when she was transitioning, like, she got those off the rack. She could pick whatever.
Right. Exactly. That's what I mean.
She wanted.
She wanted a conversational landmine.
It's not like they're natural tits. If they're natural tits, you can't do nothing. Well, you can do something about that.
So she's on like the last page of the menu.
Exactly.
She's going through being like,
those are custom.
Bring them out.
Doesn't look like she was wearing any support.
Well, I don't think that happens.
She's just letting
them fucking fly. Do they make bras that big? You'd need like a fucking bed sheet.
Two bowling bags? Like,
yeah,
what do you want?
I don't know, like, but
call up your guy.
Yeah, call Mr. Simmons.
Yeah, Mr. Simmons.
Mr. Simmons, I got this woman over here. She's
just hear me out here, Mr. Simmons.
Bowling ball tits. Man, I'm drilling a 12-pounder right now. Call me later.
I don't think a lot of people know that reference.
Yeah, it's
okay. It's okay. Sorry. The people who do.
You guys haven't earned the right to laugh at that one.
All right. That's the rundown. Merch Blues is going on. Use code Eddie if you want.
No, use code Eddie.
Yeah, that's such a fucking
shit.
That was Bush League right
there. Commodore, little Northside.
I have offered the Barada Gang. If we win, you can draft for me in a draft.
I offered 5,000 of my winnings if I win to someone who sends me a receipt.
I love the fact that Smitty just like was like, I'll give you $8,000.
No. He said he'd give all 15.
Okay. So, yeah. So he's 7,000 in the hole.
Yeah.
Because of taxes.
He tried to one-up me, and I tried to one-up fucking what's his face? Someone.
If you don't know what we're talking about, the Barstool Sports Store is on sale for 10% off everything. If you use people's names for promo codes, we are competing for a prize.
$15,000 cash prize to whoever.
You said 25 in your video.
I did say that because I read Hank's email and said 25. He was talking about the total prizes, but it doesn't matter. I'm giving $5,000 of my winnings to someone who sends me a receipt.
All right.
So I'll actually probably be close in the hole after that. I don't think these things through too often. That's fine. No, 15,
Dave, you are
like 8.
I will say that you are becoming more self-aware than you were maybe 18 months ago.
I've always been self-aware.
Never mind. I take it back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. That's the rundown.